This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Agreements that the United Nations and Turkey brokered with Ukraine and Russia to allow food and fertilizer to get from the warring nations to parts of the world where millions are going hungry, well, they have eased concerns over global food security. But as VOA's Tommy McNeil explains, they face increasing risks.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
22 people have died, 14 were missing, and thousands evacuated in South Korea as of Saturday, according to ministry data, as a third day of torrential rains caused landslides and the overflow of a dam. As of 6 p.m., 4,763 people had been evacuated nationwide, according to the Ministry of Interior and Safety, as water overtopped the dam in North Chungcheong Province on Saturday morning. Russia's SFB security service said on Saturday it had thwarted alleged Ukrainian-backed plots to kill two prominent Russian journalists, Interfax News Agency reported. The FSB said it had detained an unspecified number of people on Friday who it said had carried out reconnaissance near the homes and workplaces of the two journalists. In the U.S., actors take to the picket lines outside studio headquarters from California to New York as movie and television production grinds to a halt in this, the most serious Hollywood strike in decades. This is VOA News. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians that Russia was throwing all its resources into a campaign to stop Kyiv's troops from pressing their counteroffensive, and a top general reported new progress on the southern front. But Ukrainian military analysts suggested that things were not easy for Ukrainian forces in their bid to advance southward. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged that the United States will defend its regional allies from North Korean aggression, with Japan and South Korea joining a call to punish North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a joint statement, the three nations said they will press for existing UN sanctions against North Korea to be fully implemented and will continue to work closely with the international community to block the North's illicit revenue generation that funds its weapons programs, such as manipulating overseas workers and conducting malicious cyber activities. Blinken said he has sought and will continue to seek a diplomatic solution to the tensions with North Korea.
And as we've consistently said, both publicly and to Pyongyang, we are prepared to engage in dialogue without preconditions. Unfortunately, to date, Pyongyang's answer to that proposal has been to launch more missiles.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., a federal appeals court has temporarily halted a lower court ruling that limited the contact that Biden administration officials could have with social media companies. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
This was a flap that developed over COVID-19 and the Biden administration effort to stop misleading information about vaccines. It pressured social media platforms to remove what was considered misinformation, along with comments about the president's son Hunter and election fraud allegations. A group, including the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri, sued the administration, and a Louisiana federal judge appointed by former President Trump ordered the administration not to interfere with content containing free speech. The Biden administration appealed, and the Fifth District Court in New Orleans has issued a stay until the lawsuit can be fully argued. I'm Jackie Quinn.
China's top diplomat Wang Yi told the Indian foreign minister that bilateral ties need to be stabilized as the two Asian neighbors searched for ways to ease simmering military tensions along their vast border. On the sidelines of ASEAN meetings in Jakarta, Wang told the Indian external affairs minister that mutual support between the two nations is needed instead of suspicion. For more stories, check us out online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.